Does early class 3 face mask treatment still hold up after 3 years? Today, we're diving into a fascinating long-term study that followed patients for 3 years after early class 3 protraction face mask therapy. Let's see how effective it really was and whether the results stood the test of time. When we talk about early class 3 treatment, one of the key questions is, does it actually last? In 2012, Nikki Mandal and colleagues published a well-designed multicenter randomized trial looking exactly at that. They treated children under 10 with protraction face masks and followed them for 3 years. 73 patients were randomized, with 86% completing the study. It's one of the most methodologically robust orthodontic trials we have, blinded measurements, standardized protocols, and an intention to treat analysis. What did they find? After 3 years, children who wore the face mask showed a mean A and B improvement of about 1.5 degrees, a 3.6 millimeter gain in overjet, and a 21% improvement in the PAR index. 70% still had a positive overjet at age 12. The individual skeletal changes, SNA and SNB, were small and not statistically significant. So the overall effect is modest but real, mainly reflected in the combined A and B and occlusal correction. There were no increases in TMJ symptoms, and self-esteem or aesthetic perception did not differ between groups. Interestingly, the maxilla tended to rotate downwards and backwards, probably due to the elastic vector used, something to remember when setting up force directions. Clinically, this means early face mask therapy remains a reasonable choice in growing class 3 cases with maxillary retrusion. It produces lasting occlusal benefit and a mild skeletal gain even without retention. But we must be honest with patients. It doesn't guarantee avoidance of later surgery, and psychosocial benefits are not proven at this stage. In summary, the Mandal trial reassures us that early intervention can work. But it works modestly. It's a valuable evidence-based option, especially when growth modification potential is still high. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.